With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Something else that happened in the game, Damien, that I want to talk about was on the sixth minute. The Nottingham Forest fans put up a banner. We knew it was coming, they've talked about it. There's one or two Nottingham Forest fans in particular who deserve a lot of credit for changing the narrative around our relationship and changing the narrative around songs that have been sung that haven't started in Nottingham, and we should be clear about that, but have certainly been sung by their supporters. The banner was great. The banner was notable. It was applauded by the whole Nottingham Forest end, the entirety of Nottingham Forest end. The line that really stuck with me was solidarity with survivors.
Yeah.
You are a survivor, David.
Indeed I am.
And you've not had a lot of solidarity, I think it is fair to say. And I think
We've been a quarter of a century without not much solidarity.
You've not had a lot of solidarity from people who should have shown it, from fellow football supporters.
Yeah.
From Nottingham, really, and from Forest. We've had a difficult relationship with them.
Yeah.
They're kind of a manager, didn't know. Brian Clough, I'm talking about here for reasons, you know, not the current fella. I got emotional. I don't know how you felt watching but I got emotional. And fair play to the people who made that happen, because it's individual supporters who make change within their own people that make the difference. And fair play for people who stand up and go, no, we're not going to take this anymore. We're going to stand up against our fellow supporters and say, we're going to change things. We're going to change minds.
Yeah.
We're going to educate, because that's what it's all about. And that all led to what we saw today, and it was brilliant.
It was brilliant and it was beautiful. And I did have an emotional moment to myself there watching it. And the fact that I seen it was 6 minutes past three obviously added to the poignancy of it. We've had an unnecessarily complicated relationship with the Forest fans. Certainly in the initial weeks after the disaster, it wasn't complicated, because everyone could see. The media done us, the government done us, and while there's been great support from people from Nottingham who love their team, quite right, they should be proud from where they're from and all that, we were let down by people who watched what happened unfold. I got asked to do an interview a couple of times, certainly from a local Nottingham channel. It's like they're almost the forgotten victims of it. They're not victims of the, but they were locked in, and they were forced to watch what happens. Now, that is going to wreck your head. Had the Football Association saw fit to switch the ends, it would have been them. There's loads more to talk about, and I could go on for another show here. But that was beautiful, and that was poignant. It was overdue, and it was timely. And I am very grateful for those who got stuck in and did that. It was solidarity with the survivors. It's not an expression I'm used to hearing. I am grateful for it. I do know a particularly Nottingham Forest fan who did an enormously good job about doing this sort of thing, but he was in a minority, and now he's part of the majority. I congratulate the Nottingham people on doing the right thing. Whether it was overdue or not, and it was overdue, they did the right thing. That is embraced by me. Thank you very much.
Football fans, people are fundamentally good, and I always think this, daily, you need to remind yourself of it sometimes. And I've felt personally, and I'll be honest here, that Nottingham Forest, as a football club and as a fan base, have been part of the problem, not the solution.
Yeah.
And that's how I have felt growing up. And I dreaded them coming back up, and I'm not being, I'll be honest with you, but today is a reminder that, hey, people are good, people are fundamentally good, but also what Damien says, that actually, a lot of people just, they're just doing things because they're not thinking, or they're thinking wrong, or, well, I'm singing it because of this. But you can change minds if you're strong enough and powerful enough. And Nottingham Forest fans have done that. We've not done that. We've been shouting off. But at the end of the day, it needs to come from within. And there's Nottingham Forest supporters who've said, this is enough. We're not having this anymore. And we're going to work really fucking hard to be better. And they've done that today. And they deserve so much credit. And I've gone from a negative opinion, I'll be honest, of that supporter base to, I love some of them to come in for the beer now. And not talking about that, talking about what a great game we've just seen.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think when I
saw... Can I just say, by the way, John, that was very beautiful, that. It's a very constructive conversation, this, isn't it? Let's talk about the game. Great congratulations and credit for the people who've got involved.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it has to come from within your own group, and you have to sometimes take a step back from things and think, I can say that I don't mean it this way, but it's hurting people this way. And that's what I liked in their post when they talked about the banner. They said they recognised the certain songs that they were being sung were causing so much upset and hurt. I mean, this is a week where we played Leeds away, and I'm led to believe there was none of that sort of chanting at Elland Road this week either.
That's great.
Which, you know, if you'd have said in the past we'd have played Leeds and Forest back to back, and there wouldn't have been any of that sort of chanting, you know, you could have knocked me down with a feather, I wouldn't have believed a word of it. But it has to come from within. As supporters, we have to say we want to be different, and we want to take into account other people's feelings. I remember a few years ago on the Anfield Wrap, you had a member of our LGBTQ Supporters Trust on, and he was talking about the song that was sung for years at Chelsea, whenever we play Chelsea, and a song that I will admit freely, I'd sung for years at Anfield, and I'd never stopped to think what the song meant, how it made people feel. I never considered the sort of power of the words that were being, you know, that I was a part of. And all it took, I listened to that podcast, I heard someone from our Supporters Trust saying, this is really, really hurtful for members of our LGBTQ community to hear this. It's really offensive to us, it's really offensive to Chelsea fans, it's hateful and it needs to stop. And I have to say, almost overnight, that song has gone from our repertoire. You know, I don't go home and away, I don't get down to Stamford Bridge, but I'm led to believe it's not being heard down there. And I know lads who go home and away, who've even got into like physical confrontations, calling people out over that song in the away end. A good mate of mine, you know, almost came to blows over it last season, saying to someone, no, we don't sing that anymore. So we've got to make the change, and we've done it in that instance. And in this instance, Forest fans have stood up and been counted. And yeah, I was down in the Annie Road end today. I didn't hear any negative chanting from them at all. I just heard them getting behind their football team. Their football team they can be proud of, by the way. A football team that, you know, have come and really fought for everything. They've gone home the losers, but as a collective, you know, the supporters and the players, everything they've given today, they're winners, and they can be proud of themselves for that.
Well said.
Neil brings up the Red Boy stuff, and I think it's a really good analogy. You know, it's not perfect, no analogy is, but it was a time where I was really proud of our football club, because internally we said we need to stop this, you know, and we did something about it. You know, there was interviews with, you know, the people from Cabal, pulling out with Jürgen and stuff like that, and we just said, like, forget about what's about it, forget about, oh, well, they sing this, they sing that. We're just going to be better. And I feel that's what the Forest fans did today. It was like, no, we're just going to be better. And it has to come from each other. And they've done that. And it's completely changed, well, how I feel about that football club.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's literally actions speak louder than the words. They could have not done anything. There could have been a few chants today. And then he'd do a tweet after the game saying, we don't condone this. Next time we play them. Same again. So literally coming in.
They were proactive, weren't they?
Exactly. So that's the thing. And then also the thing I noticed as well, the banner they had, the lady out for the rest of the game, it didn't just get tucked back in, which I thought was a good touching. Yeah, I've been the City Ground twice, and it was rowdy atmosphere. I'm not going to sit here and say it was all sad, because it wasn't. Like, especially the FA Cup on last year, and that's a change you need. Like, there's probably people in their end, if you do the maths, there's probably people in their end who in October and the game last March, I probably weren't given shout. And same with Ireland.
Just thought again. I thought, you know what, I'm not going to do that.
Exactly.
And because that's over the line, I don't want to cross.
And that's the thing, like, I sit right by the away fans, and it was, you're talking 99-98% of their end were fully clapping, getting behind it, and you're thinking, oh, you're going to hear the odd chance or something, and there was none of that. The brilliance, and as you said, like, I mean, I obviously wasn't born around Hillsborough and stuff, but the fact that there's been this weird relationship around the two clubs is just mad, and hopefully that's the start of something good between us and the rest of the Premier League in terms of this sort of chant.
Yeah. Very well said, young fella.
We'll leave it there. Liverpool have won again. The tragedy chant that hopefully is on its way out. But laughing at all of each other, enjoying our football, giving a bit of to and fro. Will always be a case, listen, we're not trying to over-sanitise football, but some things are over the line, and listen, they need to fuck off, and hopefully today's the start. So a fair play for all those Nottingham Forest fans who made that happen, and he's having fun within. But we'll always laugh at our rivals, and I'm going to spend the evening laughing at Everton being in the relegation zone, if that's all right with you. Up the fucking Reds, see you later. Sports Social Podcast Network.